Hi, this is Jason from the Hour Bomb. Stay tuned for another awesome edition of the Hour Bomb from the TWR Network. Wrestling, entertainment, community. Now prepare to be Hour Bombed. And welcome everyone to another
childbirthing edition of the Hour Bomb.
Wait, what? We've never had one of those. Welcome to the first ever childbirthing edition of the Hour Bomb.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, someone's going to be a dad again tonight.
Possibly tonight. We don't know for sure.
Oh, we got a feeling here.
I've got a good feeling, but I don't know. So the kids are going to come when he's damn good and ready. But yes, welcome to a potential childbirthing edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime,
the big bad booty daddy.
That's right, the big A, Adrian Masters,
and the jizz mopper,
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
All right, so let's go into this real quick.
All right.
So my wife is pregnant. She's due today.
Okay.
And she may be having some contractions. We don't know what's going on yet.
What do you mean she may be having some contractions? Isn't this something that you would know if you're having or not having?
I mean, you either have them or you don't.
Well, she was having contractions yesterday, and she was having it for a good 12 hours.
I have contractions all the time. I don't know what the problem is. You know, like, can't, won't stop.
Those
are, oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway, so if it gets bad enough, I'm going to be bugging out, and I'm going to leave you with the Adrian and Jason show, which is going to be a train wreck because Adrian has no clue what he's doing on my end of the table.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it won't be too bad. I'll text you through it at the hospital.
There we go.
Well, that's all nice
right.
of you.
All right. So, how the hell you guys been?
Well, you know, pretty good weekend. Can't complain. Enjoying some football today.
Yes, thank God. NFL season kicked off.
Yay.
It's like that, Super Bowl was in February. It's like that 7 month just missing something in your life.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it for me. It was that. I love football.
I'm glad it is back.
I got to watch a couple of, decent games today. I got to watch because we're in St. Louis, we see every Rams game. Got to watch that. It was an entertaining game. I enjoyed it. No complaints. They look impressive. Now, it's only the first game of the season. However, it's the first time in 2006 that they've won their home opener.
Yeah.
My moment of the day was one of your favorite teams, I know. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers choking against the New York Jets.
Oh, God. I can't believe that happened. I was watching the tail end of that game, and I'm like, yes! Oh, or 1-0 for Tampa. Yeah, no. Fucking Geno Smith.
They blew that with 30 seconds to go.
I know. They got the ball. The Jets got the ball back with 42 seconds left in the game. And, yeah. So, speaking of my pregnant wife, she's in the studio right now walking through. Hi, honey.
Hello.
Mark Jones is apparently a Jets fan. We're sorry, Mark.
Yes, we are.
Congratulations. Welcome to, like, a 4-12 season, I'm sure.
This will be the only time they're above 500. So,
yeah.
You'll be all right. We'll come back to this probably mid-season, and we'll just give you some shit, buddy. Let's go ahead and
the Jets are going to fail harder than the Xbox One.
I thought you were going to say fail harder than the XFL, but that too.
No. Xbox One.
Oh, that's going to be a bigger flop.
I know Mark Jones is a big fan of the Microsoft product, so.
He's probably listening in on his Windows phone.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, wait, probably not, because that doesn't work. Anyway. Anything else, you guys, get doing pretty good, though, for the moment. I mean, I'm doing pretty good. My thumb's still broken, but other than that, it is what it is. All right, so here's how the show works. for those of you tuning in for the first time, I've got a whole list of shit in my head this week of stuff I have to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and keep me from completing my list.
That's right.
I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. Not you two, but everyone listening at home. There really is an LS, so I win. Anyway.
I call bullshit.
Do you see a list? I mean, fuck, I didn't know I was going to be able to do the show until about an hour ago. So it is what it is. Yep. Anyway, so yes, just for those of you tuning in for the first time, that's how this works. For those of you that are returning, hey, thanks for listening.
Yes, hey, welcome back.
We appreciate it. Yes. Welcome back.
I think this is the first time I've had Mark Jones in the chat.
It is. So,
yes, there's five, welcome, Mark Jones.
There's five users online. You two and two anonymous?
Yeah, there's three anonymous users, Mark Jones and myself, yeah.
Okay, so, hey.
Hello, all you anonymous users.
Yeah, well, why you're anonymous is beyond me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Jason Heath is going to give you a nice big old ball grab.
No.
Shooting from the hip does butt slaps. You said you'd do ball grabs.
Again, I am not doing ball grabs.
It's okay to be gay.
A pat on the back. We'll do pats on the back. It's like, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Ball grab. So yeah, I think we're good. Huh? Oh no, that's right. He was here
for the summer.
Well, this is the first time he's been here for our actual show.
Yeah,
that's what we mean. So
yeah.
Let's. Well, I guess. I don't know.
Let's run through the plugs real quick here.
Well, you want to knock out the show, the network plugs first?
That way we can, you know, whenever it's time to go.
If I have to go during the show. Okay, go for it. What do we got on the TWR network?
Well, after we're on tonight, the next show will be on Tuesday night.
At
8 Eastern, 7 Central. That's
the Fuck the World podcast.
No, it's Friends Talk Wrestling. FTW. How do you get this wrong every week?
Do you think I listen to you?
I think you should listen to the shows that are on our network.
I do listen to the shows.
He doesn't get it wrong each week. It's wishful thinking.
It is.
And I agree with him.
I think that one day, Garvin, if you're listening just once, one episode, Fuck the World podcast for me, please. Yes. Just once. And I'll be happy.
But you can join Garvin, Lee, Harrison, Joe, and Rob, and sometimes Nick, and whoever else is on the show at this particular point in time.
Okay. Harrison is a cock. And Brian Garvin is Daniel Bryan's dog.
Great show, very talk based. They stay on topic way better than we do, that's for sure.
Way better than I think anyone on the network, actually.
Yeah.
Well, Shooting for the Hip, they're not an overly topic. You know what? Yeah, they are the number one topic based show on the network.
Yeah, I guess we'll go with that.
Yeah, okay.
Then on Wednesday nights,
we're the number one Sunday night show.
9-8 Central. Not tonight, we're not.
Oh, yeah, not tonight. Never mind. God damn it.
9-8 Central, Shooting from the Hip is on. Join Michael Classic, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and some other guy if he bothers to show up.
If he's not in the you know what? Being in the hospital is not an excuse, goddammit. If my wife were in the hospital right now, we would be broadcasting from her hospital room.
We kid, Dan. We love you. The original Dan Phelps, host Shooting from the Hip. They talk about wrestling as well. You can hear ROH. If that doesn't make you tune out, then you can tune in and listen to
it. They talk TNA. If that doesn't make you tune out, they talk WWE.
Yes, with Current Affair, 3 for 5, and other topics that they like to talk
sometimes
about.
Sometimes they even go in the even worse than that.
Hey, we are up to 4 anonymous users.
Sweet. Okay.
All right. Welcome, 4th anonymous user.
Ball punch.
And Thursday nights, you can listen to Tom and Tyler, TNT, Wrestling Power Hour.
Are they back to that now?
I don't know if they're live right now, so I think they're having some like timing issues. So.
I gotcha. All right. And then
they talk about NXT mostly on that show.
All right. And whatever the hell else they want to talk about.
We have many fine writers on the network as well, though.
We do.
Yes.
We have Paul Jordan, the site editor, who posts most of the news and topics from the site.
Hardest working man on the TWR network.
Yep.
Then on Tuesdays, you get the highlight reel, Richard Berghoff.
Good.
Wednesday, you get How the Cookie Crumbles with Brian Cookie Cook.
Hey, Cookie Cook.
And
Mr. of Age, Brian Cookie Cook.
You get
now.
Shooting Shoots with Omar Kamal.
Hey, Mr. Richard 269 is in the chat.
Hey.
Hey, welcome, Richard.
All right.
Yes, you are correct. Peyton Manning and Wes Walker did kick ass this week.
Yes, and it looked good on some of my fantasy. I'm in like 3 fantasy leagues, and they're all TWR.
Yeah, 2 of the ones I'm in are.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. I'm in a 3rd one that's WoW related. Okay, go ahead. Shooting Shoots with Omar Kamal.
Yes. Friday, you get the Weekly Zeus. Saturdays, you get the headline of Kyle Robinson when he's writing again.
Yeah.
I think it's on hiatus still right now.
I don't remember.
Sundays, you get Wrestle with Jake Mullen, and you get Daddy's Big Deal with Sean Brown now writing articles.
That's I didn't know he could write.
He actually does a decent job.
Wow. And don't forget the most important thing on the network.
Yes. Us.
No. Well, second most important thing on the network. Classics Angels.
Oh, Classics Angels.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Oh, God. Woo. Love that. What are you talking about? You don't even know how to get to the website, Heath. Shut up.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's the only thing you can go to the network site for, isn't it?
Do what?
That's the only reason you go to the network site, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Most, yeah. Anyway, so big shout out to Mr. Richard 269 for joining us. Bird Dog. All right. Okay, so now that those are out of the way and we get the business part of it taken care of, if you guys want to hear that normally at the end of the show, when you download the podcast, just click back to this point in time, listen to it, and then pick a, you know.
Yep.
You can edit it on your own.
I got to say, my odd pick of the week that from our TWR league, though, that we're both in, Jared Cook from the Rams killed it for me today.
He lit it up, man. He had 140-some-odd yards. Did anyone draft him?
I did.
Oh, you did?
He's my starting tight end in that league.
Oh, you blow ass.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's our Yahoo league, right?
Yeah, that's the one we're in Yahoo with Mr. Richard and a few other people.
Yeah. I'm winning 154 to 127.
Nice.
I'm going against Jim, whoever Jim is.
Poor Jim.
Yes, poor Jim. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers lit it up for me and got me 31 points.
So I guess we should do a show.
I think we should.
I thought we'd just do a fantasy football recap.
You know, as fun as that would be, we actually do have an actual show we're supposed to do.
God damn it. All right, fine. Heath, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, I have nothing.
You got the timer ready?
I have the timer ready.
All right, Adrian, you got anything else?
You know, I got the trash.
Oh, God. Oh. Start the timer. All right, so I guess we had a Monday Night Raw Monday.
Yes, we did.
But I'm not sure because my DVR didn't catch it all. But we'll stumble through this one. All right, fellas?
Let's go for it. DVR issues with Raw. We both missed about the same amount. I got a little bit more than you did.
I didn't. All right. Anyway, let's go into dig into some Monday Night Raw. All right. All right, Monday Night Raw for Labor Day, September 2nd, 2013. Hey, first off, I just want to give a good, you know, hats off to WWE for actually having a Raw in the United States on a United States holiday.
Yes.
Because let's not forget, where did they broadcast on Memorial Day?
Where Canada. Was that? Yeah.
Good job. All right, so Monday Night Raw. Let's get to talking about that. You got our 5-point recap from last week?
Yep, I surely do.
All right, well, what are we supposed to talk about this week? Because I don't know.
All right.
There's a few of them on there that didn't really go the way that they're supposed to at all.
Yeah.
So. Awesome.
Oh, well. So, number one.
Maybe if we were prepared for the show, we'd, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, so first up, corporate scapegoat, Daniel Bryan.
Yes, the Daniel Bryan beatdown hour continues.
Yes, it does.
God, I'm just...
Which, I don't know why they're wanting to do this.
I actually do, and...
I'm going to dive into this some now, and then a little bit later in the show, if you guys smell what I'm stepping in.
Okay.
But, go ahead, Adrian, you start. You sound like you had a better train of thought. I'm just pissed off.
Okay, well, I like what they're doing, and I hate what they're doing at the same time.
Okay.
I know it sounds very weird, but that's...
No, I get the same vibe.
Like, I like that they're developing a story, and it's actually coherent and concise and makes sense.
Right.
More so than most of their stories have in the past 15 years. We'll just go with the last couple years,
okay,
at least. It's... they're making Daniel Bryan the guy that people can really get behind, and it's working very, very, very well.
I've seen a similar storyline to this.
Yes.
With a guy named, what was his name? Oh, Stone Cold.
Kind of, but this is different.
How is this that much different than Stone Cold and Vince McMahon?
Bryan
Same thing.
Bryan isn't the physical specimen Stone Cold was. I mean,
Stone Cold wasn't a physical specimen either.
Well, he's not. Stone Cold was like 6'2 and like 240. Bryan is maybe 200 pounds and 5'8. He's a much smaller guy. I mean, and that part of the story is true.
Okay.
Because everybody loves to get behind the little guy.
Right. I mean, and their logic behind the him not being good at WWE champion makes no sense since they put the title on Rey Mysterio.
Hey, Heath. Is that why your girlfriend's with you? Because she wants to be behind the little guy?
Oh, God.
Sorry. You got a shot this week, so I have to.
Wow. Can't believe he went there.
But anyway, they address, well, we'll get to that in the next point. But Bryan, it ends up with Daniel Bryan versus the Big Show in the main event.
He's 5'10".
Is he 5'10"? Okay.
Hey, do you know his birthday is my wedding anniversary?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did. Okay, wow. Go ahead. Sorry, fellas.
Okay.
Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, Bryan hasn't attacked Triple H yet, so he's not Stone Cold. That's from Mark Jones in the chat. Like, it hasn't been...
Yeah. I guess.
Hang on. But if we're going to go with that comparison, does that make Randy Orton Dude Love?
Ooh. Why wouldn't he be The Rock?
He actually would be more similar to The Rock. You are correct.
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
Because Dude Love actually never won the title.
Yeah. So he would be The Rock. Okay. But I don't know. It just... To me, it seems too much of...
So, wait. Does that make The Shield The Stooges?
No, they would be the Mean Street Posse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it just seems too much like we've seen this before. I mean, we're inputting today's talent with the talent from the Attitude Era. You know? So to me, it's just...
As though they're maybe like trying to relive that era.
Rehash it, because they're not... They can't really...
Yeah, I mean, you can't really relive it.
They're trying... They're not... They're doing it, and then they're not doing it at the same time, because... Stone Cold, I don't think, ever got beat down this badly 3-4 weeks in a row on every show.
No. Because, I mean, if anything, you know, you'd be seeing Steve out there, you know, with some Steve Weisers and...
A beer truck.
Beer truck, and, yeah, just, like, hosing everybody down.
Yeah.
What was the second point on the...
Second point on this? Yeah, it does kind of fit in with this.
Mark Jones says the Shield is the Big Boss Man and the Stooges.
The second point to our preview, or review, I should say, Justice League, The Shield.
The Shield continues to be the corporate security policy, apparently, and it kind of works for them at the very least. I mean, it gives them something to do, but it's hard to be the one writing injustices that are within the WWE when... You're backing the corrupt corporation that you vowed to never support.
Yeah. But again, you're... Anything that they don't like would be an injustice.
Wasn't Randy Orton an injustice?
But Randy Orton saw the light.
Oh, is that what happened?
Randy Orton saw the light and has now faithfully become one with the McMahons.
Yep. He's a corporate lackey.
He is. So, and then, that's a good one. Mr. Richard 269 says, Bryan can cover them with veggie meat from the ceiling.
Yeah.
All right.
There's, I don't really know what else to really say about the Shield right now, except for they're serving their purpose well within the corporate machine, if you will. Because I think that's kind of what they're starting to refer to this. It isn't the corporation, but they're calling them the machine or the corporate machine. I think that's going to be the name they eventually go with. Because they've been hinting that they hinted at that a few times on Raw.
Hmm.
One more time? Sorry.
The corporate machine.
That's what they're going to call them?
Yeah, I think so.
I can kind of dig that. I kind of like that.
Hey, we got tomfoolery in the chat.
Hey,
tomfoolery.
We're getting people showing up. It's crazy.
It is.
We got three people in the chat.
Holy fuck.
That's like three times as many people as we had in the chat last week.
Let's not get any anonymous users, too. So, hey.
I think last week we just had Mr. Richard for the most part, and I think Litterfist made a small appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy Orton saw the light, and everyone's burning in it.
Well, you know.
If you remember his old theme, Burning My Light?
Yeah, I remember the old.
I think that's what Mark Jones is making a reference to.
Probably.
Well played, Mark Jones.
Yes, well played, buddy. Okay.
But what was the next point in the Raw preview?
All right, so third up after that, Pipe Bombshell Fallout, AJ Lee.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I still think that was like...
Still one of the best promos on Raw in recent memory. But I will say this. So apparently they're having a triple threat match between Natalya, Brie Bella, or is it Nikki? I don't remember. And Naomi. They really need the...
Why not?
Because we've moved on to another...
Well, I like the music, though.
I hated this whole thing.
Really? You hated this one?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Really? You like voices much better?
I do.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. But anyway, triple threat match between the small Boo Bella, because I think the big Boo Bella still hurt.
Yes.
And who else? Natalya?
And
one of the Funkadactyls. Which ones? I can't tell the... I'm not trying to sound racist, so please don't take it this way, but I don't know which one is which.
She's the one with... Never mind, I can't do that.
I mean, I can't tell them. I don't know which one is which.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so one of the Funkadactyls.
It's Naomi. It's her name.
Okay.
But
anyway.
Is she the one with the big butt?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because she does the flying butt bound or something like that. Okay.
That's right.
All right,
that's
all right. Right. Okay, yes. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
So AJ's at ringside doing commentary, and he's like, none of these women deserve the shot at my title. So she goes in and picks a fight with all of them.
Which, who didn't see this one coming?
She got beat down by six women.
Oh, fuck yeah. They kicked the shit out of her.
Yeah, she got beat up by all of them and beat down. And then Stephanie McMahon backstage made the fatal four-way match for Night of Champions. We get
Natalya, the small Boo Bella,
Naomi,
the Funkadactyl, and AJ Lee.
Yes.
Okay.
I
still kind of think AJ Lee's walking out of this thing.
I actually hope so, because I don't want the Total Divas people to win anything.
Well, out of the Total Divas, Natty is the only one that should win.
Yes.
If anything happens, like, you know, if one of them has to win, I would rather Natty win it than anyone else.
Well, she's
the only one with talent.
Naomi's actually not bad of a wrestler, actually. I think she's decent.
Okay, but she's not as good as Natty.
Well, none of them are as good as AJ.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll give you that one. The two best divas in the company are
AJ and Caitlin.
Yeah.
And they've done that feud to death, so I think that's fine. Like, well, yeah, but
did you hear AJ during commentary, though, saying that she wouldn't mind going toe-to-toe with Caitlin again?
Yeah, because at least she respected her as a competitor.
Exactly.
That was the...
Here's what I would like to see. I would like to see those two team up against a couple of Total Divas and just annihilate the shit out of them.
I actually would like to see the AJ Caitlyn Alliance reunite.
Oh, God. That would be... They would tear the shit out of those
people. If you could even do this, you could even have like a women's Survivor Series, the Total Divas versus the not Total Divas. You could have AJ, Caitlyn, Layla,
and... Rose is in there, but I wouldn't...
I've never seen her really compete on much or anything. You could do the chick from NXT that's pretty good. I'm trying to think of her name right now. If someone's an NXT chat name fan in the chat, can you tell me the big name chick that's in NXT that everyone thinks should come up?
Well, we could get Summer Rae.
No.
You could. She
wrestled. Let's wait for the live chat to have a response on this. I know that they'll have one.
All right.
Want to say it's Sasha, but I
kind of sounds familiar, but I don't know. If the live chat would hurry up and give us an answer here,
we don't know how far the delay's back, so
It's a lot less than the old setup was.
Paige, that's it.
Okay, or Emma.
Yeah, Paige or Emma, either one would work.
Okay, insert random female's name here. Okay, awesome. So
I know it's Paige. It's the one that I was thinking of, though.
Okay. I think that would be kind of a cool thing. There were Sasha Banks. Yeah, there's another one there. Okay, so
no, Paige was the one I was trying to think
okay,
of.
Okay, so there's a handful of NXT divas they could bring up. I wouldn't mind. They're probably not going to do it because they would have to devote more than like 3.5 minutes to a divas match.
I'm really actually, and I'm on board, and you should do. Start if you get a chance to. Take the time to watch NXT on Hulu because it's free now. You don't have to pay for it to get to access to it.
Really? Okay. Sold.
And, dude, there is a lot of people that are wrestling down there that are... It's a weird mixture of people that you're like... look really bad and you don't know what they're doing, and people that are just like, wow, why aren't they on the main roster yet?
Okay.
It's kind of a weird mix of that down there.
And then every now and then we get someone from the main roster.
Yes, and I do have to thank Tom and Tyler for making me turn and watch NXT again. Yes.
You know, when it was on TV as its own show, we watched it. Like the first handful of seasons, first two or three. We watched it, but then it went away, and I just...
It's actually better now, though, than it was even
It's not a game show anymore.
Right.
It's its own, like, wrestling federation.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like the minor WWE league.
Right. They're the AAA class.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Next.
All right. Fourth up. Where's Bray?
Yeah, he's been off of... wrestling for a while now, actually.
Could it be because they are looking at the ratings and they realize that maybe they shouldn't be pushing them because they lose viewers?
I don't think it's that, because A, they usually don't pull the plug on something this quickly unless it does really, really, really badly, and it hasn't been that bad.
It's been pretty bad.
It hasn't been that bad.
It's been pretty bad.
Just because you don't like it doesn't make it that bad.
Okay, again, it's not that I don't like it. I don't get it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I have to agree, Mr. Richard. The one I don't think they will call up is Bo. I don't think he's good enough. No, but Sami Zayn could come up at any time.
Right. Cash Ohno,
yes, definitely could come up at any time. He needs to get in a little bit better shape, though, honestly, in my opinion, too.
Has he kind of got the Ricardo syndrome?
He's kind of got a gut.
Yeah.
He's a little... he looks weird. There's a great guy down there. Reminds me of a little bit of old school, like Skinner kind of way.
This coming from the guy that
Leo Kruger, though, he's the guy I think could be. But I'm on it. It's got me off topic here.
Hey, we are not NXT.
Yes, yes, they do hate Bo.
We are not Tom and Tyler.
Nope.
Anyway, but don't stop believing.
God. You know what? No. Wow. No. No. No.
Wow.
He actually sang that song in a pro. We actually went, "Don't stop."
Oh my god,
he did.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh yes, I'm not kidding. Like, you can find it on YouTube. It's great.
Oh my god, and you want me to watch this
again? Bo Dallas is like the worst part of it.
He was on the main roster for about a month around Royal Rumble, and
he was on the Royal Rumble, and that was about it.
He wrestled a little bit afterwards. Oh yeah, El Generico.
Yeah, Sami Callihan, El Generico. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Xavier Woods, hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, for those of you out there in Chatland, are we? We're not too loud, are we? Because I should ask that to begin with. Just to double probably soon, because we didn't do a sound check.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. But
we did a little bit of one, but not much.
This is podcast number 30.
Podcast number 30.
Holy shit! Yes, podcast number 30.
What are we actually supposed to be talking about right now?
I don't know.
We're still talking about the full five.
Yeah, where's Bray Wyatt? That's what we were talking about.
Anyway.
And then the chat mentioned Bo Dallas, and we went way off topic.
You know, and I thought we got off topic a lot when we were doing it, but this chat room was only making it worse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This increases my difficulty.
And the chat says we're good on sound.
Good, 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 good.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, Bray Wyatt not around. Okay, they'll show up again soon.
Yeah, the redneck Wyatts are still wrestling, but
I don't know why he's not on. I don't know if he's.
Well, they've been doing like the promo thing still with him talking and stuff, but they haven't had him like actually wrestle.
I got no clue then. Hey, Cowboys lead the Giants. That was a half hour ago.
Okay.
Anyway, next.
So next.
All right. Lastly, on the 5-point review, Sins of the Father Figure.
Huh?
Oh, Paul Heyman.
Yes,
oh,
Paul God. Heyman.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Where are they going to go with this?
I don't. Well, it's leading to the match.
At I know, but.
Night of Champions, but I don't. Dude, I don't. It doesn't. I don't get it. I mean, well, why are. You know?
What don't you get about this?
I'm not sure why they're doing it the way they're doing it. I understand managers split from their talent. That happens. Not ever, you know, fuck, Paul Bearer split from The Undertaker. Shit okay. happens. But why must you insist on putting Paul Heyman in a match against CM Punk?
Because people want to see Paul Heyman get the shit beat out of him. And if there's a chance it could happen, people will buy the pay-per-view to see it.
Yeah.
Triple H hit the nail on the head on this one, actually, on Raw. I thought the thing that he said to Paul Heyman made a lot of sense.
Okay, apparently I missed this.
Hey,
let's not pull away from the chat page there, Chief.
All right, I'm working on it. Hang on.
All right.
Go ahead and keep talking.
Gotta love live radio. I mean, why were you looking at crocodile porn?
What?
Why don't you talk about something, you know?
Anyway, honestly, I'm not sure why so much time needs to be spent on it. I understand what you're saying, that people want to see Paul Heyman get the shit kicked out of him. Me, I'm a big Paul Heyman fan, so I personally don't want to see it. And there's a lot of us out there that just don't want to see it, and I think they're taking it overboard. If you want to build and continue the Paul Heyman CM Punk feud, then Paul Heyman needs to bring in better talent, because I don't want to see CM Punk and Curtis Axel for the next two more months.
With maybe an interruption now and then by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
You know, I don't understand it, and I don't want to see CM Punk. Well, it's going to help me on our fantasy teams here. If CM Punk just kicks the living shit out of Curtis Axel for the next 2 months, I'm going to love it. You're going to hate it. But I just don't want to see it, you know?
Let's see. I can't find the exact thing here.
Yeah, to me, it kind of reminds me of like, okay, yeah, back in the day, you always had long-running feuds.
Oh, here it is. People. All right. So, backstage, what ended up happening, this is, Paul Heyman walks in, tells Maddox to call the person back. Heyman says he isn't doing too good because of Maddox putting his face in the hands of the WWE Universe last week. Heyman goes on, and Triple H walks in, and Triple H says he approves of what Maddox did last week. Triple H says not because of their short past, but because Triple H is a fan of his and always has been. Triple H doesn't see a way Heyman can weasel his way out of his match at Night of Champions. Maybe this match where Punk gives Heyman the beating he deserves. Either way, Triple H wins. So basically, Triple H is like, look, Paul, maybe you'll find a way to weasel yourself out of this. Maybe you won't. Either way, it's good for business.
You know, this
but I will agree with you on this. I don't care for Curtis Axel all that much.
No.
Not
anymore. I'm off that bandwagon.
Curtis Axel is the biggest disappointment on Raw for me.
No.
In the last 6 months.
No. Dude, Sin Cara is still on Raw.
Sin Cara is not a disappointment, though. I didn't expect him to be decent. It's Sin Cara. Disappointment, the definition of it, is to have expectations of something to be good and then it not be.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess you could be right there with your definition there. All right, next.
Well, that's actually it.
That's actually it of the 5 points.
Good. But
there is some other things in the world that did happen.
What did we miss probably. On Raw?
Well, how about Cody Rhodes?
Oh, yeah, good match. Cody Rhodes will be on Raw next week, right?
Probably not.
Oh, why?
Because he got fired.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He shouldn't tell Triple H that what he thinks that Triple H is doing is dumb. Because what happens, you get put in a match against Randy Orton, and if you don't win, you get fired.
Yeah.
Now, that's where my DVR kicked on, was at that point, right after the match, where Cody Rhodes gets pinned. And then Triple H fires him.
Which was very much a jaw-dropping moment. I was like, wait, what?
And you know the funny thing is, Heath? You're still stuck with him, so in order to drop him, you have to use your drop.
Yeah. Granted, yeah. The firing is most likely storyline.
It is. He's getting married. He's going on. Yeah. They're going on their honeymoon. So, but he'll come back. And
so this week on Raw, we get the return of Goldust.
Yes. Hold on. Wait. God damn it! You can't do that shit without my approval. So Triple H.
Hi. Goldust.
Yikes.
That you do that a little too well, actually, Heath. I mean,
yeah.
Did you learn that during your jizz mopping lessons? Or?
Dude, really?
Yeah,
really. Why you really had to go there?
Dude. Yeah, well, we're asking, and you're not denying it, so I guess so. Do you do that to help guys finish? Do you?
No.
Okay. Well,
someone brought this possibility up, and I'm actually going to use that for my candy tickets, so never mind.
Okay. So we've got Cody Rhodes gets fired.
Yes.
And then he goes crying to Goldust, his older brother. And so on Raw tomorrow night, we've got Goldust against Randy Orton. If Goldust can win,
yes,
and Cody Rhodes apologizes, he gets his job back.
Okay. So you think either one of those things is going to happen?
No, I don't see Goldust beating Randy Orton.
I think he will. Hang on. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
I think Brian somehow screws Orton over in this match. And that's how Goldust wins. I think Cody will refuse to apologize, though.
Yeah.
I see that scenario happening.
I already see a match happening for Battleground, though. The Corporation against the Outcasts.
Yeah.
And on the... You've obviously got the Shield and Orton against Daniel Bryan, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and maybe Big Show.
I think you'll get a Dolph. Dolph Ziggler's in the ire of the Corporation still, too.
Yeah.
Mark Henry, somewhat.
Well, unless you get Triple H in there and maybe Vince, we're running out of... It's not going to be a fair fight. And you know they're not going to not have to be a fair fight.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So... But yes, we get to... Who's vibrating? Not me.
Okay. Not me.
But yes, we get to see the return of Goldust, who... I'm a fan of Goldust. Why not? I think it's good. I wanted to see Goldust and Cody at WrestleMania, but that was just me.
Yeah, it would have been a nice little throwback match, but
it would. And then in the good guys' corner, you got the American Dream.
Yeah,
Dusty Rhodes.
There was a good if you ever watched like the WWE mailbox segments or whatever,
the
backstage things.
No,
it's worth watching just whenever the primetime players are involved backstage.
Oh God, because I can only imagine.
They were asking people what they thought about Goldust or Cody Rhodes getting fired.
Yeah.
And Darren Young goes, "Yo, I'll tell you what I think about that." It's like, "No, you won't." I was like, "No, you won't." What do you mean? No, you won't. Primetime players only talk about the primetime players. We don't talk about other people's business. Uncle Pancake told us we got to keep our nose clean.
Oh, God. That's
it was great stuff.
Way to go, primetime players.
All right. I may have to watch this then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what else did we miss on Raw?
Anything else?
That was the only other big thing. Oh, they explained the Big Show and why contract situation. He does have an ironclad contract.
However,
they can't fire him.
But he's broke as a joke, and unless he competes, he doesn't get any of that money.
Right. So they can just say, fine, go sit at home.
Yeah.
He'll still be under contract. They can't fire him, but they can just not use him.
Yeah. So, okay, that explains a lot.
And the chat agrees the primetime players is funny as hell.
Yes. Okay, so we done with Raw?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, sounds good. So we got a bet to talk about, fellas.
Yes. Right.
And I don't want to talk long on this.
I can't imagine why not.
Yeah, I'm not doing so hot still.
I'm picking up ground.
That you are.
Slowly but surely.
Scores after this week. Team Jizzmopper, 122. Team Adrian, 109. And I'm at 56.
Wow.
Yep.
You're the Heath of this bet.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the fuck I did wrong.
I actually am going to use my drop.
Okay. Who are you dropping?
I am going to drop I'm trying to decide who between Bray Wyatt and Curtis Axel. We'll drop Curtis Axel.
Dropping Curtis Axel. Who are you picking up?
I'm picking up Darren Young.
All right. Heath, you doing anything using your September drop?
Yeah, God. I'm going to have to do something because, yeah, things are starting to go the opposite direction. I don't need to go that direction. I need to go back the way I was going. Up, up, up.
All right.
Shoot. Who's my lowest scoring wrestler anyway?
Your lowest scoring jabroni is... Give me a sec here to look that info up. Yeah. Dean Ambrose with 2 points.
Really?
Yeah, all your other guys are positive points, but...
Yeah, but who's the next one up above that?
Mark Henry.
Hmm. And Mark Henry is looking and to possibly be out.
Followed by Eric Rowan.
He's healthy and cleared to wrestle.
Oh, he's still healthy? Okay, yeah. Good. And then
you've got Christian, Cody Rhodes, and RVD. RVD's your high scoring guy.
Yeah. God, I don't want to get rid of Dean Ambrose just in case.
No, yeah.
Because, I mean, it looks like he's probably going to be picking up again soon, just... God. When
you know the entire time we've had this bet going, this one I haven't. I've had Sandow and he hasn't won a match.
Wow!
Yeah,
holy cow!
Yeah,
I'm surprised you still have him.
Well, I made my drop last week.
Yeah, you already used it for this month.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
Heath, hurry up! We're on time limit here.
You know, I'm going to hold off for now.
Okay.
Good. Give it another week at least.
All right. So
see what happens. With that being said,
speaking of things that concern Heath,
it is time for not Jeopardy, but America's favorite game show. Can Heath win himself a shit-free show? Here's how this show works. We're gonna play three theme songs. Jason Heath has to guess two out of three successfully. If he does, Adrian, tell the fans what he's won.
We will not give him shit for an entire show.
God, I hope he doesn't get these right.
These are the easiest themes that we've given him yet.
Yes. So
I still don't think he's going to do it.
No, he's probably not. But I'm going to give him, we can give him, 30 seconds-ish?
20 to 30 seconds.
And then he has to guess from there. I give him 30 seconds to guess.
Okay.
We ready?
I guess as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Song number... You're not looking at the chat, right?
Nope.
Song number one.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change!
I can guess right now.
That's not how the game works, asshole.
Come and take your best shot! I tried to be a nice guy...
And time starts now.
That would be Owen Hart.
Holy shit.
You got one right.
And we got a little something for Heath.
Yeah!
Lil Jon. All right. Song number two.
That was a gimme.
Two, God. I'm here is scared to hit the button on this one. Song number two. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. I don't like look on this face.
God, I hope I'm not right on this. I mean, I hope I'm not wrong on this.
And hold on a second. Your time starts now.
Would that be CM Punk?
Oh, God!
Wow.
Oh, shit.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
Whoops.
Just for shits and grins.
Yeah!
What was the third song?
Oh,
or do you
God.
Want to keep that for another time?
No. We'll give it to him.
No. God damn it. Son of a bitch, I can't believe we fucking got it.
I am perfection!
Wouldn't that be Dolph Ziggler?
Oh my God!
Heath goes 3-4.
Whoa!
It's nice to know that we're taking a week off next week.
Yeah, I know. Probably will be, honestly, but you know.
We can't because it's pay per view.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, this kid needs to come out like now. Whoa. Talk about your all time backfires.
Chat room, I hope you guys are proud of me this time.
Yeah, they were 3 for 3.
Yeah, they were 3 for 3 as well.
How the fuck did you know that was CM Punk?
Dude, I remember his music.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think he would.
I didn't think he would either. And the fact that he got Dolph Ziggler's old music?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know, we just got to be nice to Heath for 1 week. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, you know what that means for the rest of this show, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
the gloves are off.
Mark Jones says technically Dolph's first theme was the Spirit Squad theme.
Technically it was, true. So therefore, well, that matter. You still got two out of three. God damn it.
But still, I mean, I didn't specify, you know, it was Dolph. You guys are the ones that specified it was Dolph Ziggler's first theme. No.
Well, technically it was Dolph Ziggler's
first theme. Yeah, technically it was Dolph Ziggler's first theme, and not
but
Nick Namath or Nick whatever Namath his
was
name is.
Yeah. The Spirit, yeah. God damn it. Well, there's only one thing that can get me out of this funk. Whee! Time for our weekly dose of What Stinks.
Wow, man.
Well, if you two showered on that side of the table. But anyway, this is where we just air out what we didn't like in the week of professional wrestling. And we're going to air out our grievances and a bitch session, I guess?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go first? You know what? I'll go first.
All right.
I got a two-parter, so I'll just do my one right now, and then you guys can take the rest.
Okay.
The first of my two-parter. Fuck you, AT&T Uverse. Oh, you and your stupid fucking DVR system froze up and missed two-thirds of Monday Night Raw.
And it was on mine, too.
Yeah.
Same time.
So, fuck you guys. I hate you. All right. Who wants to go now?
All right. I'll go now and say, I'll give a big, oh, this stinks. Dear God, I feel so bad for Primo and Epico.
This
gimmick is going to be so goddamn horrible.
It is.
Yeah.
The Los Matadors, God, the promos are terrible.
They are, and they're not getting any better.
And I don't even know what else to add to that. I mean, it's just like, dear God, how many racist stereotypes about
Mexicans do you have to capitalize
on two Puerto Rican guys?
Yeah.
Are they going to even have a manager?
No, I don't think so.
So whatever happened to Rosa?
Well, they may have her. You don't know. We don't know yet. They haven't actually debuted. But God, I am not looking forward.
Yeah.
To the El Matadors or whatever.
Whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Tito Santana.
They're my wood stinks.
Heath.
My listings is just the fact I don't like the storylines they're using with the good people that are good wrestlers. I mean, I know they're working it in as far as like Cody Rhodes. Okay, he's quote unquote fired. I just didn't like the way they handled it.
Well, you got to write him out somehow, and he's taking a little bit of time off to get, I don't know, married and go on a honeymoon, you heartless bastard.
I know, but still, I think there could be a better way.
No, we're not going to give Cody time off to go get married and have a honeymoon. Fuck that.
But then also, you know, in the whole case of Daniel Bryan, it's like, I'm sorry. Dude, quit beefing up the guy. I don't care if he can handle it. It just looks like too much to me.
Yeah, I have to agree. And the reason I agree is because my wood stinks this week is the whole Daniel Bryan beatdown hours.
Yeah.
It gets hard to watch is really what it boils down to. It's the same shit week after week. How many times? I got a good point there. I want to see that entrance, the Matador's entrance.
Oh God!
Yeah,
I hate to see what that's going to be like.
Anyway, I don't like where it's going. I don't get it. I mean, okay, maybe I get where they're going. I just don't like it. I don't like to watch it. It's hard to watch, especially when they've got the whole...
You see, that's how I feel about it, too. You're absolutely right. It's, like, kind of soul-crushing.
It is. Because, I mean, here you are, I mean, week after week, we're cheering for this guy to be, like, top person of all time.
Which... I don't
actually He's way over.
I've heard some people say that they want this storyline to go on as it is until WrestleMania. And to you people, I want to say, are you fucking nuts?
Yeah, I don't... Let's see.
Let me tell you what the main problem I have with that.
It's 7 months away?
Well, not even just that. Hey, Jason, how long is John Cena out for?
Till Rumble?
Exactly. So if they go on with the storyline till WrestleMania, do you think Daniel Bryan will be the one getting the payoff at the end?
Oh, fuck no.
Exactly. So fuck you to you people that say that the payoff needs to be at WrestleMania when you know that John Cena's not going to let that happen.
No. John Cena is the whole 1990s Shawn Michaels. We can't do this because it doesn't involve me. And no, that's not a good idea because it doesn't involve me. And we should really be doing this because it involves me instead.
Do you mean 1990s Bret Hart?
No, Shawn Michaels.
Bret Hart, so I'm thinking of more.
Have you ever watched the Bret Hart Shawn Michaels documentary?
No.
Shawn Michaels admits to all this. So you hear it straight from the Heartbreak Kid's mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably because Bret Hart paid him.
I'm trying to kick you, you fuck. Anyway, but yeah, I don't like it, and it's hard to watch. So, especially,
I'm
like
totally
I said,
with you on this.
Like I said before, would there be a star campaign? Then yet your main storyline involves bullying Daniel Bryan, and not to mention you got Ryback bullying everyone.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. All right, fellas, I think we're done with that. I think it's time to move on. What you guys think?
Sure.
You guys want to move on a little bit, too? I think this is Adrian's favorite session, the segment.
It is my favorite segment. Can you dig it, sucker?
It is time for your weekly dose of Can You Dig It,
Sucker.
So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. So, do you guys realize who's in charge of NXT?
No.
Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, okay. I should have known that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, my Can You Dig It is this. What if, with Cody being fired, we get a Dusty Rhodes-led insurgence from the new blood coming through from NXT, coming up to do battle with the corporate machine that is that. So you get like a lot of these guys that are ready to come up right now from NXT under Dusty Rhodes' guidance.
Ooh.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I think I can. I think that's definitely going to happen. Well, not definitely, but I can see it. And I think it would be great because you'd see Vince and Triple H out there. If the NXT roster comes out with like 7 or 8 guys that are ready to go, just see them sit there and just shit themselves. Like, oh shit, what are we going to do? Not to mention you'll have Daniel Bryan, Cody Rhodes, Mark Henry, Big Show, and Dolph Ziggler. All there you go. I think it'd be cool to see.
It'd be a coup. I mean, pure and simple, it'd be a coup.
The only thing I'm waiting to see now is Ric Flair show up saying, hey, I bought part of the company. Woo!
Oh, God, that's...
that's the next thing I'm waiting to see.
Oh, that'll be so bad.
Well,
and finding out
I'd have a Web Stings for that week, that's for sure.
And then also finding out what Roddy Piper did to do for Klondike Bar.
What?
Okay, you've not looked on Facebook at all?
There is a thing that's been seeing what will Roddy Piper do for Klondike Bar in 2 days, you'll find out or something. I've seen in that thing.
I know.
Are you fucking kidding me, guys?
No. We are not kidding you. This is on Facebook.
Oh, my God. Yes. I can't believe they're going... Wow.
Yeah. I think Adrian's going to be looking it up.
All right.
But anyway. Do you have a Kenny Biddy?
Me?
Yes.
It's Roddy Piper, not Rodney Piper, Adrian.
Whatever.
So, okay. I alluded to mine earlier, actually. To be perfectly honest with you, I blew my wallet on it earlier. At Battleground, we are going to see some sort of a cell structure that's going to have the corporation with Triple H wrestling again, Randy Orton and The Shield, against... Let's count them, fellas.
All right.
Daniel Bryan.
One.
Cody Rhodes.
Two. Okay.
Big Show.
Three.
Mark Henry.
Four.
And Dolph Ziggler.
Five.
All right. Makes sense.
5-on-5.
I think that's going to be your main event match at Battleground.
That'd be cool. I'd be on board with that.
I'd like to see it.
That would be cool. Yeah. Could be cool as hell.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it would be a War Games type of thing. Just because they're money hungry. But I think I would love to see it. Something that's why I alluded to a cell-like structure.
Yeah.
Something with a lid on it. It could be a Hell in a Cell. It could be a War Games. It could be an Elimination Chamber. Without the pods. You know? Something like that would be cool. You guys?
Yeah. I can... I'll dig it, sure, why not?
Yeah, I can go ahead and dig it that.
All right. I can dig it.
I guess I can dig my own thing,
yeah,
too.
We forgot that part.
Yeah.
All right. Jizzmopper.
Let's see. Do I have anything for Kenny Diggett?
Hold on. Wait. I got to do something.
What?
Did you hear that sound?
What's that?
Gloves are off for the rest of the show, goddammit. Come on. Hurry up. Can't do anything fucking right. Shoot. You know what? You've waited too long. Here's what you're getting. You're getting a big old fat... Yeah, come on. Come on, vagina boy. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Dude, calm him down on it a little bit. Jesus.
We got to get it out, dude. We can't not give. We can't give him shit next week on the show. And we got a post show to do.
I know.
That means no time limit.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard as fuck to do. We didn't say it was valid on post shows.
It's still our
God
show.
God damn it. I'm trying to weasel my way out of this.
Too bad you're not wheezing out of it.
All right, so you don't have one, then you're bad.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You still get fails for not having shit together,
yeah,
by the way.
You're still getting those, and you're probably still getting CM Punk telling you. Because I'm not telling you I have a vagina. Adrian's not telling you you have a vagina. It's CM Punk telling you you have a vagina. So I can't do anything about that. When CM Punk wants to drop in,
I have to let him.
Because frankly, he can kick all of our asses.
Yeah, that he could.
All right, fellas. So there's pay-per-view next Sunday.
Yes, there is.
And I've got a three-parter, What Stinks, here.
Oh, boy.
It's Sunday before, and we have four fucking matches for a three-hour pay-per-view.
It's about on par for what it normally is, what they have. It's
for their minor ones, and I didn't think Payback was... Was it Payback that we completely missed? That we forgot, and we didn't do a preview for it?
Yeah, because there was only one match,
yeah,
or two matches or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I see tomorrow night being a lot of matches announced for Payback, or for, Night of Champions.
I'd say three or four more, I guess.
Something like that, yeah. All right, so we've got a Divas match.
Yes.
Fatal 4-Way.
AJ versus Brie Bella versus Natalya versus Naomi.
Okay. AJ should walk out of it with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick AJ on this as well. I don't see...
Hey, secretary, write these down.
Oh, boy.
I think AJ wins.
I think she does, too.
I don't see any of the Total Divas really walking out of this. I think they're going to cost each other in the match somehow.
I'm running out of paper here.
You know, sorry, but there's no paper in the budget. You know, I fucking hated it while it was going on.
We had ones from the live chat that we're going to...
Oh, shit, did we?
Yeah. Mr. Richard wanted to know if we could dig a new version of the Union featuring Brian, Big Show, Mark Henry, and Dolph Ziggler.
And Cody?
And Cody Rhodes, yeah.
I could dig that.
Or a new version of the War Games, which I think we kind of talked about already and we dug on. So
yeah. You know, I hated what was going on, but I kind of would almost like to see AJ against Caitlyn. I didn't know what it was while we had it, and now that it's gone, I want it back. It's like the old Cinderella song, which I don't have queued up, or else I'd play it. You don't know what you got.
You should not sing.
Okay.
A cappella ever.
Yeah.
Shut up. What's your pick on this one, Heath?
All right, so what's the match again?
It's AJ.
Oh, the Fatal 4-Way.
Do you ever fucking listen to us when we're talking on the show?
Mm. I know it's a complicated process because, you know, we talk about so much stuff, but... You could at least try to pay attention.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm kind of torn between either Natalya or AJ.
Pick Natalya just to be different.
What the hell? Okay. Oh, dear God.
He pulled it
up.
Really, why?
He pulled it up on his phone.
I did. I don't have it on the computer.
Yeah,
I apologize to our friends in the chat room that have to listen to this. And they will download this.
Okay, I'm good.
Yes, thank you. All right.
Hey, it's no worse.
They're good in concert, but not on the show.
It's no worse than the shit that Zeus had in the old feed. Okay.
Okay.
We had fucking Wham in the feed. Anyway, all
right, so Divas Fatal 4-Way.
Richard says that's a great song, though.
Thank you, sir. I knew I liked him for a reason. Anyway, okay.
So,
did you make your pick or not?
I'm gonna go with Natalya.
You would.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, you would. You know why?
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
So, Mark Jones, do you like Hair Rock or not? I don't get what your comment means there.
I think Hair Rock is Hit Rock.
You can go get a spoon so you can eat my ass.
It is a strip up from anything that's too splayed.
Yes. The good shit that was in the feed, you're welcome. That was all me. The shit was Zeus.
That's not entirely all true. You put in the Hosky song.
No, I didn't put the Hosky song in there.
I thought you did.
No, that was in there from before.
I thought that was you.
Yeah, no. Not me. Anyway, okay. Next match. We've got Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman versus CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Do we really need to dissect this one? Well, actually, would you be surprised if Brock Lesnar showed up and fucked CM Punk?
I would, actually, because I don't think they have that many dates left.
You don't think they have that many more dates for him?
I'm going to say, just to be different, Curtis Axel.
Who's Curtis Axel?
I'm going to go, because I forget, you know, I try to hold Brock. Curtis Axel makes me miss Brock Lesnar. That's how much I
do. Oh, God. Well, at least Brock Lesnar didn't talk as much as Curtis Axel.
And he doesn't talk like he's supposed to be his dad, which, oh, I hate it.
I'm going Punk.
The perfect example of crap that is Curtis Axel.
I thought you were talking about Heath there. I was going to say, be nice to him.
And Adrian, you said you're choosing Axel, is that correct?
I'm picking Paul Heyman and Curtis Axel.
Okay.
All right, next, we've got the World Heavyweight title match. Alberto Del Rio against Rob Van Dam with Rob Van Dam's personal ring announcer, Ricardo?
Rodriguez.
I still don't get that.
I'm predicting Del Rio wins due to Ricardo
fucking
over
Rob Van Dam. Yes. That would be great.
The
Oh, apparently Richards met
Brock Lesnar, and he's a total asshole.
I would agree.
I don't think you're wrong, and Jones thinks that Mark Gilley could have shit me talking at all, which I agree with even more.
I think
more
I
so.
Agree with both of them. Good, two very good points. You know, okay, I'll take it. He just seems like he's a dick.
Yeah, I mean, Brock just has that air that he's just a douchebag.
Yeah, he kind of does. Couldn't cut in the NFL.
I mean, he married Sable, so I mean, that tells you pretty much everything you need to know.
You know who wears the pants on that one.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure Brock is nicer than New Jack.
Brock is a little nicer than New Jack. Wow. That's kind of like saying, you know, they're a little bit less hate. They're a little less, you know, homophobic than New Jack.
We don't know that Brock's homophobic like New Jack is.
We don't. But let's just say that Darren Young was not allowed in the same dressing room with Brock Lesnar.
Oh, what? You don't know that. Shut up.
I read it on A Current Affair.
Oh, you did? All right.
All right. Anyway, we need to pick. Adrian, you're choosing Del Rio.
Yes.
Del Rio.
Good grief. We're 100% on that one.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Everyone's Jason Heath's kind of a dick. I wouldn't say he's nicer than New Jack.
What?
All right, next.
I will plug this from the live chat.
What?
On the next Pirate Reel column, you will learn about Mr. Richards' personal experience I had with New Jack.
Hey, you're going to need you talking to the mic, buddy. Go and repeat your plug.
I would just like to say that we'll plug the highlight reel here again as Mr. Richards will recount his personal experience he had with New Jack.
All right. You know, once they get this fixed on the network to where we can view it from our phones, I am all over that shit. Until
right.
Then, do me a favor and shoot me an email with it.
I actually downloaded it from the Facebook page.
It wouldn't let me.
Huh.
You have to show me how to do that.
Okay.
I'm Android dumb. I was with iPhones for a while, and I just got my first Android about a month ago. Love it. Yeah. Anyway, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, WWE title. Orton's going to win.
I got to say, I agree. Orton's still going to come out on top
I don't see the payoff in having Daniel Bryan win it yet.
No, I think that
would be too easy.
For at least another month.
So I see the payoff happening in Survivor Series.
I would even say maybe Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell is that pay-per-view match where you can have the Hell in a Cell match and it's the payoff.
Yeah. I forget about Hell in a Cell, though. Because we have two pay-per-views in the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget about Hell in a Cell.
So, now, is Hell in a Cell the first one or the second one?
That's going to be, I believe, the second one. Uh-huh. The first one is Battleground.
Okay.
So, what are you picking, Heath?
Yeah, too soon for Bryan to win.
All right, I figured as much. Okay, so we'll go over these in detail. Hey, join us next Sunday night.
The chat seems to think that Brian will win because of Shield interferes and gets Orton disqualified.
Okay, maybe I should edit my pick. Orton's walking out with the title.
Orton retains the title. I guess that's really what we're saying.
We're not going to dissect these too much because, hey, this Sunday at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, join us for the Night of Champions pre-show here on the TWR Network.
That's right. We'll be live at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern for the pre-show.
Yep, we're going to have some fun. And we'll dissect these. You going to be able to make it this time?
No.
We're going to spend about a half hour, 45 minutes talking about it. And
it'll be the Adrian and Jason show because he's too good to be here. He has a job.
Work until 6 o'clock.
You know, you could probably call your boss.
Those floors don't mop themselves.
Hey, boss, can someone mop these for me?
Can you get Dusty here to do a little cleanup with Sapphire?
Hey, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. All right.
Oh, that's so wrong.
How much time I got left on this timer?
That much.
6 minutes. Let's, all right, we'll go into this one. Hold on a second here. Bear with me. Sound effects. It's time to reach into the mail sack and see what we can pull out.
Really?
Yes. Let's see what we got here.
We have a message from the Blue Wizard.
Leonard Taylor. What's Leonard Taylor got for us?
He's like, howdy guys, got a question for the show. Do you think the quote-unquote release of Cody Rhodes will end up giving Daniel Bryan an ally to fight against the corporation? And do you think this will lead a Bryan-led stable to even the odds against the corporation? He loves the show, and we kick ass, and he hopes we find time to answer his question, which I guess we're going to.
Yes. For our normal listeners, we always answer questions. We touched on this a few times tonight. 100%, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is going to give Bryan at least one person.
I can't see them continuing this without any type of a alliance for Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, he's going to have to get some help somewhere.
Or else we're just going
to
see months and months of just bullshit TV.
Right.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. It's going to happen. Just a matter of when.
I think I'd have to agree.
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, he will. I don't know if it's actually going to lead to an official stable, though.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to do an official stable.
Maybe not, but a group of guys with a common
purpose.
Yes.
I see that happening. So. What else we got here?
Nothing else in our mail sack.
Unless our listeners have anything.
Do we have any mail sack questions from the live chat?
Anything at all.
I'm waiting. It takes a minute. So.
I know. It's that whole delay in the live feed. You see it on the news all the time. All
right, let's come back to this then.
Okay, so what else we got for us over
What
there?
Else we got? Oh, do I ever see Triple H turning on Orton?
Absolutely.
No, it's going to happen at some point in time.
Because Triple H didn't screw Randy Orton. Randy Orton screwed Randy Orton.
Really?
Really.
Well, if we're rehashing storylines from the 90s, might as well do that one, too.
Right.
They're going to offer... TNA is going to offer Randy Orton a contract he can't let... We're going to have Wrestling with Shadows, Randy Orton story.
You know what? I would have thought it was great if Cody was as he's walking out the door Monday, would have just gone, hey guys, it's not like I'm going to be sitting home whistling Dixie or something like that, just making a reference to TNA in some way. Like, you know what? That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But they don't want to give any kind of credit or, you know, knowledge.
No, they'll have Christian show up on one of their shows for a Hall of Fame induction, but...
Right.
Oh, that was in return for Ric Flair showing up on their show, but whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, now I think we're done with that. And you like this one.
Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
When you guys ask me when I'm playing this, please, when you guys ask me when I'm playing this.
Why are you playing this, Jason?
Okay. We may have it happen.
Hall of Fame.
It might just happen.
Wow.
So,
Lanny, I think I read about this. I heard his brother.
Yeah, Lanny Poffel pretty much gave them permission to do it without his permission to do it. Those were his words. They have my permission to do it without my permission.
But don't expect me to show up unless you're going to do what my wishes are.
Right. But I think, as a fan, it's about time.
Yes.
I understand that they wanted the Poffle family to go in together, but let's put it this way. How many of us knew that the genius was really Randy Savage's brother?
I could even see doing his dad.
I could see Angelo going in.
I don't think the genius.
Lanny Poffle was not good. I was not a big fan of him. And I'm a heel guy, and I still didn't like the genius.
Yeah.
That's getting weird now. Okay.
Anyway. You could see, the resemblance, but only slightly.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. What about you guys?
I would love to see the Macho Man go in.
Think he'll be our big name?
For this year?
Yeah. If the Poffles aren't going to be there, who the hell is going to accept the award on his behalf?
That's kind of what I was wondering, too.
Vince? Stephanie?
Miss Elizabeth? Oh.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Dude.
Maybe they get Hogan to show up and take the award for Macho Man since he took credit for everything else he did in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay. There's one.
Yeah, I mean, other than his family or even Hogan, I don't really know of anybody.
Yeah. There's one other thing I just want to touch on.
What's that?
Actually, who do you think the big name should be? If not Macho Man.
If not Macho Man?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? I'm getting my keyed up here. What do you guys think?
I don't know of anybody bigger, really, that you could.
Adrian?
I would like to see the entire Hart family inducted as a group.
Okay. I can't argue with that. My next one?
Because I'd like to see them do, or the Hart Foundation, however you want to cut it, where they induct Davey,
Anvil,
Owen,
Brett Owen,
all of them.
Even throw Pillman in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. My pick after that, because I knew you were going to say that.
Are you ready?
Okay.
The entire DX group.
Entire DX.
All right.
Sean.
Oh.
Okay, I don't care. Sean, Triple H, the New Age Outlaws, China,
and
Rick Rude and the,
X-Pac.
Why not? Why not?
All right. Now, another good one that I think would be a good one to go in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, what?
Shit, I lost my train of thought here.
Didn't Ricky Steamboat already? He's already in the Hall of Fame.
Steamboat's already in.
Yeah, because we had the match at WrestleMania, Jericho against the Hall of Famers, and Ricky Steamboat was in that match.
Yeah, Steamboat's in already.
Tori and Kane.
Because technically Tori and Kane were... Tori and Kane were both members of DX at one point in time.
Not them, no. Mark Jones, you get this. One second here. God damn it. Mark Jones.
Why are you giving him the fail? He doesn't deserve it. He showed up for our show.
He did show up for our show, but you're going to ask that question? Come on. All right, one other thing I want to talk about real quick, even though we're technically out of time. Some big important news in the world of amateur wrestling.
Okay.
The IOC voted to officially save wrestling in the Olympics for 2020.
Very cool.
Earlier this year, it was one of the sports that they were going to drop, and thanks to, I'm part of it too, because I signed, I followed them on Facebook and did what I needed to get in touch with the IOC. I think it's great. TNA and WWE both got on them and save wrestling and everything else, so wrestling is still an Olympic event. Thank God.
Cool.
All right, let's see.
That's a good...
Why don't you hit control left there? There he goes. 2009.
Ricky Steamboat went in 2009?
Yep.
Yep, all right, there it is.
So, that's what I thought.
Yep.
God, look at the names on this list, though.
You know another one that I think could go in, and you may not like me saying this, but he definitely deserves to go in?
Who?
The Rock.
I didn't say he doesn't deserve to go in. And I'm not saying I hate The Rock for what he did in the past. I just don't like him now.
You know who else I think should go in the Hall of Fame?
Luthez?
Yes, I'll go with that. But you know who else? And he's an active
Vince
member,
McMahon?
Actively employed by the WWE.
Who?
JBL.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Why JBL?
Why not JBL? He was one of the longest reigning WWE or World Heavyweight Champions in the history of the company.
Yeah, you got me on that one. All right.
Got to admit, he's been in the wrestling biz for quite some time.
And I don't know why not. I'd like to see JBL go in. I don't think he should be the main name, but I think he should go in.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's who Jericho fought. Piper, Snuka, and Ricky Steamboat.
That's right.
That's who it was. I can't remember who the fuck it was. All right, fellas, are we done?
I think we're pretty much done.
Okay, good.
I think we are done.
So, Adrian. Alundra Blaze should be in.
Mark Jones says that Luth Ez and his press should be in.
There you go. Trish is already in. Lita should go, absolutely.
I'll agree with Lita.
Yes.
And Medusa?
Yeah, why not?
She didn't do... I mean, yeah, she was Alundra Blaze in WWE, you know what? But...
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Paul Heyman needs to go.
As everything. I mean, just...
He needs to go, yeah.
If they have, like, the guy that ran AWA...
Nick Bockwinkle.
Then they need to have Paul Heyman.
Or no, Vern Gagne.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Vern Gagne. Yes. All right, Adrian. So if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they need to do?
They can go fuck themselves.
Whoa. The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those at the Hour Bomb or the TWR Network. Take two, Adrian.
Okay.
If someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they need to do?
I am contractually obligated to say that they can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
What was that email address one more time? Because you're contractually obligated to say it twice.
@gmail.com.
And you can also send us shoot us a message on the TWR Network forums.
Yes.
We check those semi-regularly. What else? Oh, yeah. Find us on iTunes. Hit that little subscribe button. And
like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
You can't follow us on Twitter.
We don't twat.
And we don't take care or spike our hair.
What?
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Really? You're going there?
I am going there.
Anyway, give us a review on iTunes if you've got an Android phone.
Sorry.
You can do what I've got.
You can't do nothing
with yeah, you can.
The website on your phone.
Yeah, you can't. Well, no, you can't do anything, but you can just get our feed on there and everything. I use an app called... Beyond Potters. Hold on. I had to find it because without my podcast, I'm not happy. Beyond Pod. It was something I had to pay for. Quote unquote, pay for.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's worth it.
Hmm.
Pay for.
Yes. But it gets the Mixlr to work on the site.
I don't know. Huh? No. But when I upload the show.
Oh, I gotcha.
It'll automatically, just like iTunes does on iPhones, it'll automatically just, boop, there it is.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, well, fuck. Do listen to the other shows on the network, I guess, and read the articles, since we're kind of...
Yeah, we already did that.
Yeah. Send a special shout-out to those that are in the chat room right now.
So, Mark Jones.
Mark Jones.
And Tom Fulry.
Yep. And another shout-out to those that I know that are listening on the download. James Markov.
Yes.
Big fan of the show. Kevin Curtin. Blue Wizard. Winter Taylor.
So Bloody.
Yeah, So Bloody.
Big E, Eric Thomas.
Yes, Eric listens. Those are the only ones that really Glitter Fist, I think, listens on the downloads.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, alright. I got nothing else.
I'm done.
I think,
you need to go make sure that you haven't given, your wife hasn't given birth in the other room.
Yeah, I know. Baby in the studio. No. Alright, so. Heath, you're the big loser this week.
Can we talk about what you're naming the kid?
Oh, absolutely. We can talk about what I'm naming the kid. Okay.
Right.
So, for those of you that don't know, you guys are going to love this. Because Dan had a baby. And Dan's about as big of a wrestling nut as I am.
Okay.
However, his kid's name is Maxwell Eugene Phelps. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Not really a wrestling name in there, but you know, I thought for sure.
I swear to God, if you would have named it something that would start with a V for middle initials.
Oh, I was going to give him. I was hoping for it, but apparently Eugene is a family name.
Okay.
So that's why.
You could have gone Victor.
Oh, yeah. I think that was one of the ones
Did you name your kid MVP?
Well, so my son's name is Hunter, and the last name is Halbert.
What direction is this going?
The middle name is Hayden.
So your kid's initials are going to be Triple H?
Yes, my kid's name, Triple H. And
now you that want, is fan dedication.
Yes, goddamn right it is. My son's initials are Triple H. How awesome is that?
And yes, his wife agreed to it.
Well, she agreed to it partially because she thought for sure she was gonna have we were gonna have a girl. And then when she found out that we were having a boy, she's like, "Son of a bitch, you're really gonna make me call him this, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yep, that was, you agreed to it."
That's right.
That's what I have to say to you. Okay.
So yeah, I'm the big loser this week.
What? No. Huh? No sound drop. No, absolutely not. Not doing it.
Sound drop.
I don't know if he wants me to hit the fail sound on my son's name. No, not doing it.
Yeah.
It's his son's name, for Pete's sake. Come on.
Mark Jones, Mark Jones is the baby's first sledgehammer for his first birthday.
I don't think they sell those in the hospital gift shop, or else I'd probably buy him one.
No, I am ordering the kid the Ryback Feed Me More bib.
Oh, God, that's going to be great. He's got, like, Batman onesies and shit with cape. He's got a Batman one, a Superman one. It's got little detachable capes on it. This kid is set, I'm telling you.
Yes.
The Sledgehammer Binky. Yeah. There we go.
I still think they should have the Mark Henry onesie that says, "That's what I do-do."
Wow. Okay. Oh, my God. I think, are we done?
Oh, yeah.
Do we don't need more baby talk?
No, I think we're good. No,
all right, so I should be on the site. On the show next week, if everything goes well. If not, we'll let you guys know what's going on.
Yes.
But hopefully this week will be newest addition to the family, the TWR family, and we'll go from there. So hopefully we'll get everything going, and like I said, me and Adrian will be taking care of the pre-show, and then the three of us will be taking care of the post-show.
Yeah.
So tune in next Sunday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, for the Night of Champions pre-show, and then probably about 10:20. Central, 11:20 Eastern.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll get going with the post show. So that is a no time limit.
Yes, no time limit next week.
So, all right, fellas, what do you? Heath, you were the big loser. So
yes, for
what do you got?
I this week, you know, Friday the 13th is coming up. I'm feeling a little evil.
Oh, did you get turned on watching some of the guys today? Was that why you're feeling evil?
No.
Mwahaha.
Mwahaha.
Okay, anyway.
All right.
So I'm kind of going back to a very favorite version of an entrance theme.
Okay. You going to allude to us there, homo, or are you just going to sit there and be...
Can we speed this up for fuck's sake? I want to go home.
Yeah. How about a little bit of Dead Man whenever he was, wearing the really... decked out robe.
The Ministry, the Undertaker.
Ministry of Darkness.
Yes.
Got it.
All right.
Ministry of Darkness. Cue it up. Let's get this going. All
right. So, again, next week, pre-show and post-show. So, well, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers. And shit, broken thumb getting in the way here. Hold on. God damn it. Stupid technology.
The big bad booty daddy!
Try the big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
Toodles.